Springboks have made, of course, their own changes. Most notably, this will be a sigh of relief for many New Zealand fans, they've left hooker Malcolm Marks on the bench after he, well, pretty much outplayed the All Blacks on his own against last week. Now, we crossed to South Africa to speak to Daily Maverick News website sports editor Craig Ray, who was in Johannesburg for the match. Hi, Craig.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Okay, so Malcolm Marks is on the bench. That, as I say, that is some relief because he was just so dominant last week.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised by that. I mean, I know the Springboks have a very specific selection process and they almost decide two or three games in advance who's going to play when, and they stick to that religiously, other than through injury or other enforced changes. So, I they'd obviously decided that Marks wasn't going to start this test, and the fact that Bungie and Mbonambi cried off with a knee injury during the week does surprise me that Marks was overlooked, because he was so dominant. And I think the real concern from a South African point of view is, you know, as good as the Springboks were last week, if the All Blacks make good starts and get a 10-point lead or something, I don't think the Springbok side's terribly well equipped to chase a game. And Marks is almost a guarantee that that's not going to be the case, because he stunts so much momentum at the breakdown. And by not having him there in the first half, maybe the All Blacks have a little light crack in the door.
Well, let's hope so. But I wonder, in terms of the tactics, as South Africa, you know, must be feeling confident, are they going to start spinning it out wide, or is it just more of the same, these high bombs, you know, rush defence?
Yeah, look, I mean, we discussed it last week. They're not going to change their DNA and their blueprint. I think what is going to be happen this week is Ian Foster was quite critical of the Springboks tactic in terms of its legality. And so you might find the officials have been put under a little bit more pressure, and the Springboks might be looked at a little bit more harshly, you know, when they're chasing those high bombs and their sort of behavior in getting to the ball. I think it was pretty clean, let's be honest, other than that horrific collision between Kurtley Aronson and Bowden Barrett, which was a red card all day and a deserved suspension. And in fact, I think Kurtley Aronson is lucky and he got 4 weeks. But I don't think it was malicious. It was more, you know, clumsy. But the Springboks are going to have to be very accurate in that area of the game, because I think the officials are going to be looking at it.
Very good. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate that. Craig Ray there from Johannesburg with some thoughts about the South African side of things ahead of this big test match. I will be getting up for that one. 3 a.m. How could you not?